Nolte, Josh Shapiro's Great Pennsylvania Measles Death Hoax is Unraveling. By John Nolte on August 27, 2026. On Tuesday, Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, D-Liar, shamelessly held a press conference complete with state health officials to announce the deaths of two people from measles. This was a lie. The word from matters. I want to be clear, this illness and death from measles is completely preventable. Philly Voice quotes the governor as saying from a podium set up at a local hospital in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. And then, because he's a pathetic cuck who still believes his Jew-hating party will even consider nominating his Jewish self for president, Shapiro appeared to target Health and Human Services, HHS, Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Let's speak truth for a moment. Folks are spreading skepticism about things like the MMR vaccine without any evidence to back up their claims, Shapiro screeched. That scares a parent who's just trying to do the right thing by their kids. And it plays a role in why so many people right now are getting measles for the first time in decades. Naturally, our utterly useless and corrupt media saw Democrat Josh Shapiro running for re-election as governor and Democrat Josh Shapiro with 2028 presidential ambitions. And rolled over like the leftist dogs they are without asking a single question or hesitating for even a moment with a touch of skepticism. And what is the result of this rolling over? Another freaking media hoax. Here are the facts complete with full context. Pennsylvania death number one from the measles has been confirmed as total bullshit. Pennsylvania death number two from the measles has not been confirmed. And Pennsylvania health officials are outright lying about why the Lancaster County Coroner's Office has no record of any deaths from measles. Prepare yourselves. You're not going to believe this. Well, actually, after all the COVID hoaxes used to manipulate and intimidate Americans into giving up our liberties, you will. Pennsylvania's number one death from the measles was a newborn who died shortly after birth due to a ruptured spleen. The lying gets worse. Oh, it gets so much worse. Yes, the baby had measles antibodies in its system. And yes, the baby was unvaccinated, but wait for it, the baby was too young to get vaccinated for measles. Typically, no one receives the measles, MMR, vaccine until age 12 to 15 months. Even if there's an outbreak in the area, the youngest is 6 months. Nevertheless, we're still being led to believe by a governor, his corrupt health officials, and the absolutely corrupt media that this baby died, unimmunized, from measles. Pennsylvania death number two from measles has not even been confirmed as a death from measles. For all we know, this poor soul died after being run over for the sin of standing between Josh Shapiro and a microphone. The cagey Pennsylvania Department of Health is doing its best to back Shapiro. But you don't have to read between the lines to see this second death is still unconfirmed as a death from measles. This week, PA DOE confirmed two measles-associated deaths in Pennsylvania. Both individuals were unvaccinated and tested positive for measles. PA DOE uses the term measles-associated when laboratory or epidemiologic evidence of measles is present. But the disease may not be assessed by the medical certifier or coroner to be the immediate cause of death. As of now, the county coroner says no report of a death from measles has been received. The KG Pennsylvania Department of Health tried to explain that away with this. Not all deaths are referred to a coroner under Pennsylvania law. Pennsylvania's Secretary of Health, Deborah Bogan, repeated this in her attempt to enjoy some exonage of RFK Jr. Under state law, PA DOE is not required to report deaths to coroners, she snarks. Except, yes, yes, these sorts of deaths are required to be reported under Pennsylvania law. It shall be the duty of the coroner or the deputy coroner of any county in this commonwealth, in all cases where death is sudden or violent or is of a suspicious nature and character, to cause a careful investigation of the facts concerning said death to be made, to ascertain whether the death was due to other than natural causes. This includes deaths known or suspected as due to contagious disease and constituting a public hazard. Pretty sure that describes measles. Trust me. It is not RFK Jr. undermining faith in public health. No, Josh Shapiro and his corrupt health officials have just done more to undermine public trust in public health experts than anyone in history not named Fauci. Nothing destroys faith in the science more than politicians who use the science to suit a political agenda, or a fake media that deliberately misinforms about the science to mislead and manipulate the public. The more they lie, the more I'm on Team RFK Jr., a guy I wrote off for decades as a crank.